Justice repeated many of the same messages during his Fairmont stop that he's been sharing with West Virginians since he began his Save Our State tour a few weeks ago. He warned the audience that the state's economy is suffering, he reminded them that he isn't responsible for creating the suffering, and he said that everyone should be prepared to make sacrifices to help West Virginia recover. During his State of the State address last month, Justice asked lawmakers for more than $450 million in tax and fee increases, something legislative leaders strongly oppose. On Monday, Justice released a second potential budget plan with smaller tax increases, but he says lawmakers still haven't acted on any of his proposals.
You know, I put stuff on the table in the State of the State, and nobody did anything. And all of a sudden, we're a third of the way through the session, and who knows what in the world we're doing.
Lawmakers traditionally do not vote on a final budget bill until the end of the legislative session. Justice has stated that if the West Virginia legislature doesn't pass revenue measures during this legislative session, Fairmont State University, along with other colleges, could be completely eliminated from the state budget. He used a metaphor of tugging a rope to illustrate how he thinks West Virginia should face its uphill battles.
And we've all got to pull the rope and run up the hill together.
After Justice's speech at Fairmont State, University President Maria Rose said that the university continues to do its part to pull that metaphorical rope.
We have experienced a number of budget cuts at the university and at the community college over the past several years. We have not only adhered to all of those budget cuts, but we have tried to trim our budgets as much as we can. We have tried to keep college tuition down to an affordable rate.
She added that the potential of a future without Fairmont State would be devastating for the local economy.
I think the city of Fairmont, again, needs to think about what the city would be like if the university and the community college were not here.
In response to Justice's budget press conference on Monday, Republican House Speaker Tim Armstead and Senate President Mitch Carmichael issued a joint statement stating that they were pleased to hear that the governor had listened to some of their concerns. They said that they hoped to continue working with him on the budget this session. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ann Lee in Fairmont.